This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The U.S. Department of Justice announced today a Columbus police officer has been indicted for kidnapping victims while pretending to arrest them and forcing them to have sex in exchange for freedom. Andrew Mitchell was already relieved of duty last September with pay after the FBI began investigating the division's vice unit and after he fatally shot a woman while working undercover. WOSU's Paige Flager is following the story, and she joins me now. Paige, tell me about today's charges.
So before I start telling you about the charges, just a warning to our listeners that some of the charges are a bit graphic. The first three charges are for the same thing. It's called deprivation of rights by a police officer, basically saying he used his authority as a police officer to deprive victims of their rights. And essentially what he's accused of is picking up multiple victims under the guise of an arrest and then forcing those victims to give him oral, vaginal, or anal sex in exchange for their freedom. The other allegations are witness tampering, obstruction of justice, and false statement to the FBI, which he told the FBI he had never had sex with a prostitute, which is not true, according to this indictment. Todd Wickerham of the FBI was at a press conference, and he said this about the allegations.
The conduct alleged in this indictment by Andrew Mitchell is shocking and revolting, and is compounded by allegations of witness tampering, obstruction of justice, and lying to the FBI during the course of this investigation.
All in all, the allegations could result in a conviction of life in prison.
I mentioned before he was already relieved of duty with pay in September. A police spokesperson says it was for a, quote, culmination of things. But there was also a shooting just beforehand. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, so back in August 2018, Andrew Mitchell shot and killed Donna Castleberry in the back of an unmarked police car. She stabbed him in the hand, and then he shot her three times. He was relieved of duty with pay in September. And U.S. Attorney Benjamin Glassman was kind of talking about the impact these allegations can have on overarching police relationship with the community.
We rely on the police to serve and protect us. And when you have a police officer who commits a crime, that is a very serious breach of trust.
In addition to that shooting, the FBI had announced an investigation into the vice unit right around that time. Where does that investigation stand now?
The shooting happened, like I said, August 2018. Kim Jacobs, the chief of police at the time, requested the FBI investigation in September, so about a month later. And the investigation is still ongoing. So three vice officers, including Mitchell, have been relieved of duty so far, and the FBI is continuing to investigate the unit.
There are seven federal counts. They include witness tampering and deprivation of civil rights. But none of them are rape. None of them are kidnapping. Why is that?
There haven't been any state or local charges brought against Mitchell yet. And both rape and kidnapping are state crimes as opposed to federal crimes.
WSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced an indictment today of a Columbus police officer accused of kidnapping victims and forcing them to have sex in exchange for their freedom. This is 89.7 NPR News.